This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
They make money just by being part of this exclusive club that is Major League Baseball, where franchise values continue to escalate regardless of what your record says. So I think it's incumbent upon the team, especially with that ballpark, to go out and win. Try to win. Spend more to win. Get out of your comfort zone. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Alex in Los Angeles, California. What's up, Alex? How are you?
I'm fine, Bob. Originally from Manassas, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, you're out in L.A.
Out in L.A. And, you know, I was going to make the point that smart moves in regards to the Pirates, smart moves trumps money. I mean, I live in Los Angeles. The Dodgers have spent buku bucks to try to win a championship. They still have not done so. But Kansas City has won the World Series. Et cetera. There's examples. This year, Milwaukee is doing real well, a small market team. So I know it's hard to see inside somebody's heart to see if they have the heart of a champion when in regards to making these player selections. But smart usually trumps money.
All right, but let me ask you this, Alex, before you go any further. That's true.
Go ahead.
That's true. And ultimately, how you draft will determine how you do, regardless of what money league you're in. But Alex, right, you'd have to admit, because they have the wherewithal to spend whatever they want, their chances of competing and ending up with a better record than the Pirates are better every single year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the problem with baseball. Well, it's as pure as simple as that. They'll spend $300 million. They had six starters on the disabled list this year, Alex, and they still have a better record than the Pirates. Why? Because they have the opportunity to just go and buy more. The Pirates don't do that, can't do that, won't do that.
Well, I don't know if they... I know that you don't have the revenue stream that the Dodgers have. However,
and that's
they
a problem.
Do have enough, they got 50, like the other caller said, they have $50 million that they got from the MLB. They got $20 million as a part of revenue sharing.
That's 70.
What happened to that $70 million?
Well, there you go. Where is it? It's not in the payroll.
Yeah, in Nutting's pocket. So I think that with some smart moves, and you might catch lightning in a bottle. And like the Milwaukee Brewers are doing this year, and other teams have done in the past, including the Marlins did it one time. They won the World Series.
Yeah, so, but, you know, here's the problem with that, Alex. I mean, if you're in the way this salary structure is and the fact that there is no cap, Alex, those teams, they do it, and then they implode for the next decade. That's not good for baseball. Look at what the Marlins have drawn.
No.
Last week they had three crowds, 6,280, 6,100, and 5,900. Is that a healthy franchise? No. Does that make the league become less healthy? Yes. And I think it's not just in Pittsburgh or Miami. It's other places too. And that is what needs to be. They talk about why attendance is down and maybe ratings are down. Well, therein lies your biggest problem. There's no equitable playing field because there is no money stream that helps all teams the same way. And that's what, if you're a commissioner, that's what you should try to attend. I know it's a hard thing to do because people are making money. When they're making money, they're less inclined to make changes, but you have to do that if you're the commissioner.